Good morning, everybody. Lee Brower here. Welcome to this week's edition of Meaningful Monday. I am grateful to be here. I am glad to be here. I grew up in Southern California. Some of you won't know that. Big sports fan. I love the Dodgers. I love the Angels. I love the Rams. I love the Chargers. Didn't matter. And I knew all the players. One major league player that played for the California Angels in particular, has constantly inspired me. Imagine your pitcher. You throw the ball at 93 miles an hour. You rip it in there across the plate. The batter hits a stinger right back at your head. What are you going to do? Now imagine that you only have one arm, because that was Jim Abbott. Jim Abbott had a deformed right arm with no hand. So what he did was throw it. Here comes the ball. Grabs the glove, catches it, puts the glove back, takes the ball out, throws it to second. Double play. Let's talk about Jim Abbott for a little bit. Who was his hero? What was the thing that made the difference for him? Now, there's a lesson here. There's a lesson on thoughtfulness, kindness. But I want to tell you a little bit of a story about it. He was a kid with just one hand who loved baseball against all odds. Think about it. What would that be like? How many kids would pick you on their team? And that bothered him. He faced a lot of teasing. He was often left out because of his disability. But baseball was his passion. And he didn't let anything stop him. You know, he worked with his dad over and over and over and over again, hours and hours and hours, to perfect how to play with one hand. He wouldn't let anything stop him, except he had a challenge tying his shoelaces. They always seemed to come undone at the wrong time. And imagine, how do you tie them up with one hand? But it was his third grade teacher, Mr. Clarkson, who didn't just offer sympathy. Oh, that's too bad. He actually dedicated hours to create a solution for Jim. A way to tie his shoes with one hand. He brought him in and taught him how to do it. So this act of thoughtfulness, proved to be a turning point for Jim. It taught him that no hurdle was too high, no dream was out of reach. And Jim carried this lesson with him all the way to the University of Michigan, onto the Olympic stage, and into the major leagues, where he pitched a no-hitter in the very stadium that Babe Ruth called home, Yankee Stadium. But you know what Jim treasures the most? It isn't the accolades, or the no-hitter, being a candidate for the Cy Young Award every year. It's the memory of a teacher, that teacher, who cared enough to make a difference. And today, what does Jim do? He pays that forward. He's teaching kids that every challenge can be met with a solution. It started with Mr. Clarkson. Now, where are the ripples actually going? So what am I thinking? Let's all be a Mr. Clarkson today, shall we? A simple act of kindness, a smile, helping somebody out, thoughtfulness, no matter how small, can ripple out in ways we can't even imagine. You know, it's called putting our arrows out instead of arrows in. We're living in a world where the arrows are in. We have so many opportunities to put our arrows out there, and we, without knowing where they're landing, that we don't know where the ripples go. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or just the smallest act of caring, all which have the potential to turn a life around. We just don't know. So let's make a difference today, just like Mr. Clarkson did, because who knows, we might just help someone find their way to their own no-hitter in life. There is no such thing as a small act of kindness. Go out and make your ripple. Thanks for joining me today, and let's all have a meaningful Monday. We'll meet again next week. Bye-bye.